What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Don't be there. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
It's the hit show everybody's talking about.
Sounds good.
A comedy so funny, you'll laugh till you turn blue.
I look like a giant smurf.
We got it made. NBC Week continues with the hilarious one-hour premiere of Mr. Smith. He's part of a scientific breakthrough.
He can talk.
Checkmate.
It's NBC's outrageous new comedy, Mr. Smith. Nearly a million have called him. Now you can see him during NBC Week.
You got yourself a deal.
NBC presents a bold 2-hour movie premiere for love and honor.
I don't think you belong in this outfit, not in this battalion, not even in this division.
They dream of honor.
I wanted to be something better than I was.
They hunger for love.
You look delicious for me.
For love and honor.
Malfunction. Medic!
A 2-hour movie premiere.
Dog breath.
Just you and me there. Be there.
Be there.
For the fall 1983 television season, NBC had one simple request: be there. However, the audience didn't listen. The network had canceled all 9 brand new shows that it had introduced in the fall. This is the first and only time this has ever happened in television history. It has been dubbed the September train wreck of 1983. They were like, we got 9 brand new shows along with their other hits. Here's 9 new ones you're going to love. None of them even made it to the end of the season.
Wow.
9 of them. Not one survived.
Wow, a bloodbath. A red wedding, if you are a big Game of Thrones fan, which I'm not.
Me neither. It's the only reference I know from it.
Yep, me too.
You ready for some of these shows?
I absolutely
You let me
am.
Know if you would have tuned in.
I cannot wait.
I'm saving the best for last.
I know you
way.
Are. I know.
The Yellow Rose. The Yellow Rose was NBC's take on the already popular CBS show, Dallas. Need another Dallas?
Sure. I mean, that seems smart, though. That's like what we do now, where it's like piggybacking off of like Yellowstone. You know, you got all these like derivative shows.
But back then, they were like, we have
this show.
The most popular show. There's only 3 networks.
So
there wasn't really room for that.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, a chimpanzee made super smart with an experimental chemical who becomes a political advisor.
Wait, so is Mr. Smith the man who makes the chimp, or he's the chimp?
He's the chimp.
Okay. Just want to make sure that was clear to me, because it matters to me. I'm trying to get these right.
And it wasn't like there was another show. They were like, we don't need 2 Mr. Smiths.
No.
They were like, we don't need the one.
We don't even need
Probably
this guy.
Probably pretty impressive in general in a way to work with animals. But in 1983, we're like,
No, we're going to be cruel to those animals in 1983. And it's going to be probably very expensive. Like, look at Mr. Ed. You know, we don't need that. What if Mr. Ed were the advisor? Let's make a Mr. Ed goes to Washington. No? Okay.
We're not taking any requests right now from your shows. Thank you, though. Now, this one I think fits Ghost Town's MO. And we're going to get to that right after this break. So, like I said, this one I think fits. If we needed to back an old show and reboot it, I feel like this would kind of be in our world. Ghost Town universe.
Oh, if we were to back it. If we were some fancy, wealthy benefactors that had to go back to 1983 and resurrect one of the canceled shows, this would be our horse.
Yeah, not just two people eating sandwiches.
Fine.
Jennifer slept here. A family moves into a new home in Los Angeles. The only issue? It's still inhabited by the ghost of the old Hollywood movie star who once lived there.
Also, isn't this just ghosts? Isn't this already a show that exists kind of now-ish?
I'm sure there's a lot of different versions of it.
Yeah, it's a pretty generic, like, haunted house type of a thing. Although, obviously, I would be very interested to see, you know, what kind of house it was, where in LA it's shot. Like, I'm going to do some looking for this pilot.
When you find out how Jennifer died, you might not want to look any further.
How'd she die?
Natural causes.
Oh. Old and happy?
Yep.
With her grandchildren around her?
Yep, and with all her Oscars and awards and laurels.
No, fine.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Bay City Blues.
Yeah.
Ooh, this was a lot
sexy.
Of fun.
Sexy.
Nope.
Oh.
This is a drama that follows a minor league baseball team as they travel from town to town.
Jesus Christ. I have very little interest. I'd rather watch the Dallas one.
We Got It Made. Now, this is one that I actually did watch because it was rebooted. It was 1983, didn't make it, but it was rebooted, I believe, in 1987. So it did exist for a short amount of time.
Okay, okay. It had life.
Two New York roommates hire an attractive live-in maid. We Got It Made.
Perfect. It's a perfect pun. Also, a room full of dudes who are like, all right, what do we want them to do this week with the sexy maid?
Nothing happens, though.
Okay,
they don't
yeah.
do it. You know, they have to dance around that the whole time.
Why? Why is this show even? I can't believe this is the one that got picked up at another network. What even is it?
It's like a dream, like a fantasy.
Yeah, we get it. Like, it's a sexy maid and like two dudes, and then it's like, where does it go?
And I'm reaching. I feel like the success of Weird Science, in a way, she's just the catalyst to help them get what they want. And I feel like this maid, probably terrible at cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
But great at looking great.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe she gets hired to clean somewhere else. Or her sister comes into town and then she has to, like, say that she's not a maid. Or maybe
she's
she wants to go to
wing
school.
Woman.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But it's like she's too hot to wing woman now in this weird roommate. Or this love triangle. Okay, we're workshop. We're in the writer's room now.
I have something that might interest your more old world conservative views. Yeah, I know you want to go back to this time.
Yeah, great.
Boone. A 1950s drama about a teenager named Boone Sawyer who wants to be part of the burgeoning rock and roll scene.
A 50s rock and roll scene. So like pop music, kind of.
Yeah.
But like
Buddy Holly.
I'm sure it's very white. Yeah, it's like homogenizing like black music to white pop music.
The only problem?
What?
He is at odds with his conservative father. He doesn't think he should rock. And I want to hear the dad's side of the story, by the way.
You do? The dad's like, those hips.
Come work with me at the factory. Come work with me at the firm.
Yeah.
Boone Sawyer.
Boone
that's not even
Sawyer.
Your name. Your name is Mark Dumpling. And he's like, that's not a good rock name. He's like, it's Boone Sawyer. He's like, what year is it? 1840?
Yeah, that's a real Mark Twain name.
The Rousters.
The Rousters.
It's what a you can't
like a Kentucky
even
Rouster. I'm getting hungry.
Modern day bounty hunters who are descended from Western lawman Wyatt Earp.
I mean,
who actually lived in L.A. and died in I don't know. He lived his last days in L.A.
I mean, I'm tired, vaguely interested, but it got canceled, so I assume it's bad.
It'd probably do well now with Yellowstone and Tombstone. Yeah, yep. It'd probably do great now.
Yeah.
The name is terrible.
No, it's very bad.
The Rousters.
The Rousters.
Yeah.
The Rousters.
It sounds like the Roosters, but
no,
I'm just saying
it sounds
funny.
Like a roasted chicken that I want to eat.
Kenny
right
Rogers Rousters.
Exactly. Two for one Rouster deal.
For love and honor.
Oh, yeah.
It makes the women go crazy. A romantic drama set on a military base. A la An Officer and a Gentleman.
A la I'm already sleeping.
Yeah, it's similar to Officer and a Gentleman, which was very successful. But do we need it in 23-minute increments?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like if all of these are done well and interestingly, like, sure.
And
but they aren't.
They could,
it's
even
the
if they,
80s.
It could be done well. There might be certain things that just didn't add up. The competition was too fierce. There was too many of something already like it. There wasn't room like there is now for many different shows with a similar theme or plot.
Totally. And the 80s really were the crux of like the corny fucking TV boom. We've got the, you know, play on words. We've got like the weird people rooming together you wouldn't expect to room together. It was like very like corny. So some of the stuff feels very like high melodrama or could be gritty. It's all going through like the 80s like corny machine to get here.
You ready for the final one?
Hell yeah.
This one is well-known sort of culturally.
Caroline in the City.
Manimal. A suave and elegant university professor helps police solve crimes with his unique ability to transform into any animal he wishes.
Oh.
So he just morphs. He's like –
it's like Animorphs.
Yeah. I'm going to be an eagle. I'm going to be a tiger.
But
I'm going to be a fish.
Do you remember Beauty and the Beast, the 80s show? I think we've talked about it on this podcast.
No.
It's like a sexy beast man and he lives in the sewers and he wears like leather jackets but he's also like ripped.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's like Cats.
Okay.
But like a melodrama TV show about a man, or I don't know if he turns into man or he's a beast, but this is what I'm thinking when you say this. With the 80s lens of a man, beast, probably sexy
combo. He's kind of like almost like a James Bond. He's like, yeah. He's kind of like a, you know.
I bet this is kind of hot. I bet this is maybe too hot for TV.
I would say I give it some credit. It's pretty unique and probably, again, like looking back on it, there was just some shows that were really ahead of its time and it just, it just didn't fit.
Yeah, like that I could see on sci-fi or something now. But also, again, make this man a sexy James Bond bird or a sexy lion or, you know, like a sexy lizard snake man. Like, I would watch that.
You just put sexy in front of everything.
It's going to be sexy. You know it's going to be sexy.
Okay, so like, why? Why didn't it work? So there's a great thesis by Dan Americk from Syracuse University, kind of broke it down in 2016.
Let's hear it.
Titled, Mustn't See TV? A Case Study for NBC's 1983 to 1984 Television Season.
I like that.
Quote, examining trade publication articles, mainstream press, and the programs themselves, this case study applies a network executive auteur theory to the programming strategies of Grant Tinker, NBC chairman and CEO, and Brandon Tartikoff, president of NBC Entertainment. Conventional wisdom at the time portrayed Tinker and Tartikoff's network decisions as desperate and unfocused. However, a closer look suggests that Tinker and Tartikoff essentially invented a hybrid of highbrow/lowbrow/middlebrow programming to combat the audience's fragmentation brought on by the penetration of cable television. HBO is hot on the scene.
Yeah.
Right?
How do we keep our viewers here and only here?
And it's like, well, we'll just do that. And he's like, no, we're going to hit him with almost the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Hopefully something will stick, which is pretty innovative. Mm-hmm. But I understand things are born of a thing to stay competitive, but it's coming from a place of, I'm panicking. Let's just try a greatest hits.
Yeah. It's like, I'm afraid that other networks are doing this better, and they are. And we're going to have these knockoff things to see if maybe you'll stay here, but you won't because it's all there, but it's all worse.
Of course, NBC recovered in spectacular fashion in 1984 with shows like The Cosby Show, Family Ties, Cheers, Night Court, and Hill Street Blues.
They got it right.
Essentially turning that ill-fated television season to a dark, distant, according to Rebecca, sexy memory.